is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. After a day that stretched into this morning, the U.S. Senate convenes later today for the start of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump, with House Democratic managers arguing he should be removed from office. Just before 2 a.m., the Senate voted along straight party lines, 53-47, to adopt the set of rules put together by Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, rules the Democrats label as unfair.
I ask unanimous consent that the trial adjourn until 1 p.m. Wednesday, January 22nd, and that this order also constitute the adjournment of the Senate.
Without objection, so ordered. The Senate is adjourned.
The AP's Tim McGuire reports a rock-solid GOP majority turned back every Democratic Party attempt to subpoena early witnesses and documents to bolster the case against the president.
The tallies for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's multiple demands were the same.
The yeas are 53 and the nays are 47. The yeas are 53, the nays are 47. The motion is tabled.
Hours after Schumer and the House managers began their action, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asked of the minority leader
whether he might be willing to enter into a consent agreement to stack these votes.
Schumer's response:
we will not back off on getting votes on all of these amendments, which we regard as extremely significant.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Schools were closed in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, today because of unhealthy air pollution levels. The worsening of the city's diminishing air quality has coincided with the annual sugarcane harvest, which normally runs from November to March. Pollution from cars and trucks, weather patterns, and industrial emissions are also blamed. To stay up to date on all the world news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization goes into emergency session today on the new coronavirus that has sickened hundreds of people in China and beyond. Now found to be spread by human-to-human contact, the infection has so far claimed 9 lives, and there is a new case reported here in the U.S. state of Washington. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The majority of infections have been detected in China, but the virus has already spread to other countries, including Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines, as millions travel for the Lunar New Year holiday. Scientists in Hong Kong have warned of the superspreader disease, and authorities are adamant the virus will be brought under control. The health scare has brought back bad memories of SARS, another coronavirus that broke out in China in the early 2000s, which killed nearly 800 in a global pandemic. Health authorities across the globe have stepped up their screening of travelers arriving from China, and some Chinese pharmacies have even run out of face masks as people stock up ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday.
That was Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. A spokesman for San Francisco International Airport says passenger screening is underway.
Passengers that are coming from Wuhan on board are being distributed a questionnaire, and that questionnaire is then turned in to CDC staff upon arrival at the airport. Those passengers are being diverted into a separate area inside the customs facility where they're being interviewed and evaluated.
The WHO today will consider whether the outbreak, which originated in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, should be declared a global health emergency. It's believed the outbreak started in the seafood market, which also sells poultry and wild game. Iran says it needs equipment from the United States and France to download black box information from the Ukrainian passenger plane it accidentally shot down. Here's Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina.
After taking several days to admit to bringing down the plane in error earlier this month, Iran has been under immense pressure to hand over the black boxes. Canada, 57 of whose citizens were among the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian International Airlines crash, has said France should handle the flight data and voice recorders as one of the few nations with the ability to analyze the information. But Tehran has so far given mixed signals about whether or not they would be given up. Iran has faced U.S. sanctions for years that limited its ability to purchase modern planes and buy products with American technology. Hence, the request for technical equipment from French accident agency BEA and the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board.
That was Francesca Lina of Reuters. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop. Dang.